Mother Teresa was told to look up a character by the name of Father Harden in New York. So we met, we talked. Then Sidirmala came to the United States, and for years until I finished my teaching in New York, every Thursday, one full day each week, I spent with your contemplative sisters. Well, I would teach them, had mass for them, hear their confessions, and give them class. So one day in the Bronx, Sister Nirmala was there. I told the sisters about what we're talking about now, the real peasants. The same Jesus, identical Jesus, is present on the altar, whom we receive in Holy Communion, and he is the same Jesus in heaven. Well, the sisters put up a hand at Father. Then she mentioned a priest from New York. Father so-and-so has told us that is impossible, that Jesus cannot be in more than one place at the same time. So then I took about a half an hour out and told your dear contemplative missionaries of charity to be sure the next time this priest comes, tell him, Father Harden says, Father, you are all wrong. And so the next time that I came, I asked the sisters, did you tell Father that Father Harden said, you are all wrong? Yes. Did he like it? No, he didn't like it. And I told the sisters, please tell this Father, if he has any difficulty, please call me up. He never called me up. Now let's be honest. We're not explaining how this is possible. All right? We do not know how it is possible for three persons to be in one God. We do not understand how God, how God could suffer. He became a real man and really suffered and died on the cross. But it is one thing to understand how. It is something else to believe that Jesus Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist, in a thousand tabernacles at the same time. And sisters, let me tell you this. We are to ask questions from childhood. We asked our mother questions. Over the years, I've sat in many doctor's offices. Mother would have her child, say, three-year-old child, next to her. And the mother would be going through the magazine with her child. And the baby would ask, Ma, why is this green? And the mother will always have an answer. Mothers always have an answer. We ask questions from the dawn of reason. And I think I should say this. The hardest thing in life for us believing Catholics is to know when to stop asking questions. Okay? And the better mind you've got, the more you must mortify that mind. sisters, you may think that I am boasting in saying this, but no, I want to help you. In grammar school, the sisters who taught us, they always placed the children who had the highest grades in the back. Then, from the back seat, then next row, down the line. So, the smartest child in class would have the far back seat. And the least gifted child would have the first seat. That's the way it was. And we were seated, the boys in one row, the girls in the next row. And sisters, I repeat, I'm saying this only to help you appreciate your faith. I always have the last seat. But next to me, the girls, two girls, Josephine and Bernice. One semester was Bernice, next semester was Josephine. But I always had the back seat. I say this because, sisters, I know that I must control my mind. I must know when to stop asking questions. And the one you must know to stop questioning is God. Sisters, the only two questions we can never ask God is, what do you want and how do you want me to do it? You never ask God why. Okay? Never. Comma. Never. He knows the answer. We don't have to know. That's what faith is all about. And having taught so many intellectuals, I tell them, you must simply control your mind and stop asking why. And sisters, I think I'm talking to the right audience. I hope I'm clear. Now back to this heretic, Berengarius. According to Berengar or Berengarius, Christ is present only in two ways. He would even admit Christ's presence, but Christ was present as a sign. A sign of what? A sign of his great love for us. The Holy Eucharist is a reminder of Christ's great love for us in becoming man and dying on the cross out of love for us for our salvation. Secondly, the Eucharist is not just a sign of Christ's great love for us. The Eucharist is a source of great grace. He did not deny that the Eucharist was a sacrament. Does baptism give grace? Does it? Does sacrament of confirmation give grace? Yes. And so on down the other six sacraments. But he denied that the author of grace Jesus Christ himself is present in the Eucharist. Sisters, am I clear?